This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I say it all the time. I'm going to keep saying it. Right? It's the way we win. You engage. If you get involved, we'll win. Right? You got to get informed first, though. None of this crazy stuff. None of the stuff where you think you know what you're talking about, and frankly, you really don't. All right? Yes, I know. I'm getting a little bit of a turd, but I'm allowed. You know, again, you heard, who was it? Zoe last week. We were talking about the differences. You know, we're out here fighting it every day. We're on, as they call it, the front lines, you know? And I don't mind. I don't mind being seen that way. I don't mind it happening that way. But I want to make sure you guys really, truly know what you're doing. It's really are paying attention to what's happening. It's really do know what's going on. Again, as I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, there's so much happening out there. And I mean that sincerely. There's so much going on. It's really hard to keep up with. I know that. Most people know that. Anybody who's doing this business for any length of time knows that. Right? As I said before, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Need to help Mike Lindell out. Well, actually, it helps everybody out. If you really think about it. Right? I mean, we make a few bucks. He makes a few bucks. We keep people working here. I know. You hear me say it all the time. There's a reason why I'm doing it. You know, repetition helps big time. But really, for all sincerity, it is a problem. It is something that we need to be part of. Here we go again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right, and the way you fix this when it comes to education, for instance, it would be great if you guys really would engage. You know, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, who says that you can't be involved in your niece, nephew, grandchild, child's education? There's a lot of people who don't get it. You have a right to be at those schools. You have a right to be, I know, I jumped on you. I get passionate about this stuff. I never know when to stop, you know? But even if you're over at MyPillow.com, whatever you buy, whatever you go after, whatever you think you need or should have, Mike Lindell will give you more money off. You know how you make that happen? Yeah, you got it. The way that happens is it's really simple. Use promo code Joe on your way out. Promo code Joe. Come on, you can do it. You can remember this, I believe. And then that way there, we all win. I get a few bucks. You save lots of few bucks. which is what you should be doing anyhow, right? We all want to save our money. I think we all want to save our money. And, you know, you get 30 to 70% off of whatever you go after. Don't forget, promo code Joe on your way out. That simple. That easy. Ah, what do we got going on? We've already talked about the school boards. So, my guest coming in off the break, I haven't had on the show before. And we have, we've talked about this a million times. How boys are being left behind in school. Not kind of, sort of, maybe. They are being left behind in school. And frankly and honestly, we know this. Not only do we know it, we've known this. Not just we know it. And it happened because, you know, years and years ago, they left the girls behind. The girls were the ones that weren't being taken care of. So now what ends up happening is, in their struggle, originally in their struggle, to make it all, you know, equal, even, whatever, they ended up putting the girls first. The boys have taken a hard, you know, hardcore second fiddle to everything. And that's really what's making it hard for them. It's making it hard for them to catch up. They don't want to catch up. They feel like they've been left behind. Now, it sounds like a movie, right? But they really do. They feel like they've been left behind. And why bother? Because they're never going to be able to catch up. At least in their mind, anyhow. So we need to work. We need to work with these boys. We need to work and push on education to make sure our kids are taken care of. Right? I mean, seriously. Again, just amazing. And for those of you who are paying attention to what's going on, who are really paying, remember we were just talking about Disney a few minutes ago, right? I mean, and here, and now they're coming out and, you know, what is it? What's that saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Right, so Disney CEO Bob Iger tells employees he wants to quiet down the culture wars. You need to have respect for all audiences. We just talked about whatever the movies, right? Right. He wants things to back off. He wants things to become different. Talk more about this later on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Are boys being left behind? I say yay. They are. Back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I want you to get engaged. I want you involved. I really want you informed. Once you get informed, engaging is easy. If you're not informing and you're just spewing the last Twitter line you saw, you're going to lose. And you're going to make the rest of us look like fools. And that's why I always say you get informed before you engage. Because then you can defend, you can truly defend your position. And you know how I love people? I love the people bring people on. Love people. No, I mean, love to bring people on who actually have a clue. I only have a mouth and a microphone. So I've asked Dr. Green to come on. She's been a school teacher and administrator for more than 45 years. She's the author of Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy. Oh, my God. Did you say boy in your book? Please teach me like I'm a boy. 10 steps to his success in school and in life. You know, how come you're not talking about the girls? I mean, my God. How you doing, Dr. Green?
I'm doing just sparkling, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
I'm loving this. I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about us leaving boys behind. I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong. Originally, it was because we were leaving the girls behind. And somebody got the smart idea of trying to even it off or even it out to make sure that the girls got the same education the boys did. But now we've just gone way too far with it. It's all yours.
You're exactly right. Back in the 1980s, around the 80s, early 90s, there began a push to help the girls to succeed in areas that had been, in the minds of some, dominated by the boys,
right.
Mainly science and math. So what they did, they began to rewrite curricula. Girls tend to do better in the language arts, reading and writing. So what they began to do is inserting more reading and writing into math. So math that had one time been, you know, mainly computational began to become more writing about math and reading about math and more word problems. And for our little boys whose minds don't quite work that way, you know, they had to do, you know, the reading, then they had to comprehend what they read, and then they had to come up with, you know, a solution to the computation, and it just, threw a lot of our boys, you know, through a loop. And they had a very vocal advocacy in the American Association of University Women and some of the other groups that were pushing educators and pushing school boards to change curriculum to make it more girl-friendly. They began to have more camps and special programs on the weekends, and colleges started offering all these math and science camps. I remember my own daughter attended camps over the summer, helping her to be more more mathematical and more scientific about a lot of things. And our boys began to be left behind. I want our girls to do well. I used to be a little girl. I want them to do well. But this is not a zero-sum game. Yes, help the girls, but help the boys, too, in the areas where they fall behind, which is in those language arts, the reading and the writing. And so, unfortunately, after about 40 years now of helping the girls succeed, our boys are falling further and further behind. You're exactly right, Joe.
Yeah, and I've also noticed, you know, being in the school business, the guy who's told you during the break that I'm actually on the school board, one of the largest school boards in California, you watch how the girls are definitely kind of pushed out in front. They're actually given more attention to still. Today, even with all this data we have and see what we're seeing, I've had other people on to talk about how the boys are being left behind, if you would. And they're almost, you know, I hate to say it this way, but they're almost treated like little Neanderthals, you know. Give them the Game Boy, give them the games or whatever it is, leave them alone. As long as they're not causing trouble, we don't really care about them. That's kind of the feeling I get sometimes from what they're putting out there.
They just don't want the boys disrupting the class to keep the girls from learning. That could be the attitude of some teachers.
I tell you what, I've been to some of these classes. It ain't just the boys disrupting the class, okay? Let's just go there. The girls are not the angels that they used to be, and even then I'm not so sure they were angels. But, yeah, it is. Is it because they just feel like the boys don't have the same ability as the girls?
Boys learn differently than girls. But schools are very girl-friendly in that they center around those activities, those learning activities, in which girls excel. Reading, writing, talking, you know, discussions. That's where girls really excel. Boys are about movement and hands-on kinds of activities. They don't want to sit for an hour listening to a teacher lecture about a plant. They want to go out and plant some plants outside. Yep. They want to be able to move. That's where their bodies are made. And you mentioned data also, Joe. These school boards, these teachers, people who are making decisions, they need to start looking at the data. Unfortunately, what's happening is that I know this happened in my own state. When data is presented about test scores and suspension rates and this kind of thing, it's all kind of lopped together. They will separate it by ethnicity. They will separate the data sometimes by free and reduced lunch, by English speakers and or non-English speakers, but they don't disaggregate or break down the data by gender. Because if they did, you would see this huge difference between those test scores for the girls in language arts and the test scores for the boys, especially our boys of color, our black and brown boys. And as a black woman, I am very concerned about how our black boys are at the bottom of test scores. However, you break down suspension and expulsion scores by gender. Holy cow, the boys are they're blowing that out the water, especially, again, our black and brown boys.
You know, I would imagine, for what it's worth, boys have always blown detention out of the water, because this boy you're talking to, me and the detention teacher were really good friends in high school. You know what I'm saying?
So. Not so much detention. Detention is keeping them in school. But when they start suspending
them. Yeah, I've always thought that was a joke. That's a vacation. If I wanted to get out of school for a couple of days, I knew what to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't. But you know, when I really got involved, one of the things that bothered me, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, because my son is the one that really got me rolling on this. The girls were easy. Gee, go figure. This was a real chore. We'll talk more about this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more. We're talking about where the boys are being left behind in school, and I think that they are. We'll be back in a few minutes. Something.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A significant outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, is unfolding for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. About 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather from this event. That's according to the National Weather Service. which is highlighting the threat for tornadoes, very large hail, and damaging straight-line winds for part of Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio. NATO doubled down Tuesday on its commitment to one day include Ukraine. The country applied for accelerated accession to the 30-member alliance on September 30th, but will not join anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking to Dr. Green. She's been a school teacher and administrator for more than 45 years. She's also the author of the book, Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life. And, you know, Dr. Green, I'm really, really, truly happy to have you with me because I think this is something I've been talking about on the show for, God, forever, really. And one of the things that I try to push home or try to drive home all the time, not every child is college-bound or wants to go to college right away. And I was telling you during the break that my school district was shutting down career tech education, what you know the old guys like me used to call the old shop classes, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, all that stuff. And these are great skills for kids, number one. Number two, you made a point in the last segment about kids want to, boys want to move. They want to be doing something. And we got the shop classes back in. They're loaded up with boys. I wish more girls would take these classes. But they're loaded up with boys. And the parents are excited. And guess what? The boys are staying in school. The behavioral issues aren't where they were, you know, before they got in some of these classes. I mean, does this make sense to you?
Absolutely, it makes sense. For boys, they always have that question, what's the point? You have me memorize all these facts, what's the point? You have me to know all these dates and history, what's the point? Well, when they have jobs or training in automotives and plumbing and electrical engineering and all kinds of electronics, they see what the point is. There is a point, there is a goal, and that's what the boys need. And as you said, many of our boys, they don't want to go to college. My own grandson, you know, he's only 11, but we know now for him to sit in an auditorium with 100 other kids taking notes from a college professor droning on about something.
Looking around the room to see who I can trip up. That's what I'm doing if I'm 11 years old. Stuck in a room like that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, that's all right. But those CTE programs are wonderful. What parents have to be careful with in school districts is the barriers that are sometimes erected for to keep kids out. maybe, I hope not, not intentionally, but when there are requirements for a certain GPA or a certain behavioral problems or attendance that requirements, when those kinds of things are said to keep children out, well, that kind of defeats the purpose, because many of those children are not coming to school, are not behaving correctly, whose GPAs are in the toilet, because they are just bored with the reading, writing, and arithmetic of a regular classroom, and especially our boys. They want to be doing something hands-on. I remember seeing a presentation of a local school district about their CTE program, or they call it their internship program. Any rose by any other name was spelled just as sweet. So that's great. And this one young man who was in the program, he just kind of blatantly told everyone, I hated school. I really did. School didn't do a thing for me. But once I got into this program, I got excited because I see that this is going to lead to a great paying job.
You know, there is a, and this has been my passion and my mantra for almost 20 years about career tech ed, teaching kids a trade. I mean, stupid things. Like, we have kids graduating from school that don't know the difference between a Phillips head screwdriver and a slotted head screwdriver, okay? And some are going to go, oh, what's the big whoop? Well, the big whoop is that you can install stuff in your house on your own, and the feeling you get, you said it a minute ago, and I'm going to be called a misogynist, but men, boys and men get a really good feeling when they build something, fix something, install something.
Yeah.
There's something inherent about stepping back and going, wow, I did that. That's cool. And it works, kind of thing. So what I thought was really interesting, though, is I went to, as a school trustee, I went to visit another school in Southern California, and they had decided, because, you know, as to your point, boys learn different than girls do, and certain groups learn different than other groups as things are presented to them. So what they did was they had these kids in a certain kind of program where they were building, I call it a little hut. They were building a little hut, and they were putting electrical and plumbing in it and that kind of stuff. And so what they were doing was they were going through English reading and understanding, logic skills, algebra. They were going through all these things and showing you how they apply to real life right now. That they're not just things that you're going to learn and flush. That these things actually apply to the things that you do on a daily basis. And not to sound like a bad, they had kids in there that wouldn't stand together in the quad, but were working arm in arm with each other in this class. It was fantastic. But it was practical application of what was going on.
Yeah, that does sound fantastic. Cooperative learning, you know, kids have to work, they have to learn to work in teams. Every workplace that I know of, there has to be some kind of teaming. And when kids can't even work together, when adults can't even work together, that just makes a mess. So schools need to have more of those kind of programs, more of those opportunities for the children to be able to work together, to learn together, and to produce a product. And, you know, I've been called misogynistic also when I make the statement that men are the strength of our culture. And so because men are the strength of our culture, a little boy is the only known substance from which a man can be made. So we have to invest in our boys and get them prepared to become productive members of society and not a drain on society.
Well, you know, Dr. Green, I even think the educators missed the point of that, other than learning, you know, tying English to this. And here you had little black kids working with little white kids, with little Hispanic kids,
mm-hmm.
right? Girls,
yeah.
Girls were working with boys, and the girls were swinging hammers too. I mean, they were working together to produce something that they could look at when they were finished and say, "Look, we did that. We did it together. We got together. Didn't matter what kind of music we were listening to or how we were dressed, but we got together. We made something happen."
This is how you teach unity. That's how you teach unity. For kids to be able to get together before they get exposed to the adults who want to teach them that white people are oppressors and black people are being oppressed and all that kind of nonsense. So children, carry on.
Yeah. And you make a point, you know, the concept of a brain-based gender differences. You know, it's funny because if I say that as a male, if I say, look, girls process differently than guys do, and I go down that road, they go, oh, what are you saying? They're like, no, I'm not saying that women are less smart than men. I'm saying they're different. They process feelings different than men do. They process logic different than men do. Is that far off?
No, it's not far off at all. As a former biology teacher, I know that there are differences, chemical differences, physical differences, especially the way that the brain is wired, the kinds of features in the brain that allows one side of the brain to talk to another. In a female brain, that corpus callosum in the middle of the brain transmits information from one side of the brain very quickly. Male brain has it also, but the transfer of information doesn't happen as quickly. That's why women, and I'm speaking in generalities, though, most women can multitask very well.
And men don't. You are right.
One thing at a time. But that is not that one is better than the other. It's just that they're different. That's going to help.
No, you know what? It's funny because the comedian makes a joke, which is true. If you're sitting on the couch with your girlfriend or your wife, and you're sitting there and you look at your wife and you go, so what are you thinking about? She's going to tell you for 25 minutes what is rattling around in her head. You ask your boyfriend or your husband, what are you thinking about? He's going to go, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm watching a movie. What do you think I'm thinking about? Right? And it's true. Yes. It's so true in the simplicity of it all, is it not?
It is. And for people to try to make it not so is ridiculous. And it's always going to come back to the fact that men and women are different.
Yep. Yeah, and it's too bad that people have taken that to the political extreme when you're simply trying to use it for learning purposes and so on. We've got more to talk about when we come back. Uh-oh, you're in trouble now because you just said you were a biology teacher. I'm going to have some fun with that on the other side of the break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, listen. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a donation button. It's a real great button. All you got to do is hit it. I don't care if you give $5. If you give me $5,000, I'll come to your house and clean the kitchen, okay? That's how excited I would be. But, you know, there's a lot going on up there. We've got stories up there. And again, pay attention to what's going on. Get informed of what's going on. You know, otherwise, you're going to tell. See, it only takes for one time, not so much for you to lie, but for you not to have the real information. And you try to sell it like it's the information, real information. And then people will think you're lying. And then from that point on, you won't be able to tell anything to anybody because they won't believe you in those conversations. And as I always tell you, I just have a mouth and a microphone. I have a clue, but I'm not the expert. I bring the experts on a regular basis. So I've asked Dr. Green to come on with me. She's been a school teacher and administrator for over 45 years. She's the author of a book, Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life. And I can't wait to get a copy of it myself, Dr. Green. Can you get it up on Amazon?
You surely can.
Okay,
Amazon,
people.
Barnes & Noble, and also Apple iBooks.
Well, there you go. So, you know, you want to get informed before you engage, that's the way to do it. And, you know, some people make fun when I say the boys are being left behind. I've been talking about this as I said, for a long time. And it is true. In a lot of ways, they've been left behind. Partially, it was because they were trying to catch up, get the girls caught up, and they just left the boys sitting on the couch playing their video games, figuring, okay, as long as they're not bothering us, we're going to leave them alone. So anyway, you said you were a biology teacher as well. Man,
I was.
Can you imagine trying to teach biology today?
Well, you know, I got in trouble anyhow when I taught biology because one thing, when it came to evolution, I said, this is a theory, just like they had a theory 500 years ago that if you put some dirty rags in the corner, they transposed into, or they turned into rats, they transformed into rats. You know, that was the theory of regeneration. And so I said, this is a theory too. So I got in trouble because I wasn't teaching it as fact, because to me, it was not a fact. It hadn't been proved.
God bless you.
It
No, I'm with you, and again, as a school board, you know, being on the Board of Education, I speak up about this stuff a lot. And people will ask, you know, with your Christian belief system, how do you approve? I said, look, as long as it's taught, as long as there's an understanding that this is a theory, there's no real proof behind it, well, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sell it as fact and you can't prove it, that's a problem.
That's
a real
problem.
You know?
And that's not something. If it can't be proven, it's not science.
No, not even close again. All right, so we've been kind of making fun about what's going on in school. How do you turn these boys around? How do you take it and turn it around so these boys start to feel important? You start putting programs in front of them where they can truly learn and take with them.
Well, you touched on it earlier, Joe, when you said, in order to engage, you must become informed. The first people that need to become informed are our parents. The parents have to realize that their sons who have been perhaps disruptive in classrooms and they've been getting phone calls from the teacher, Johnny won't sit still, he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't do his homework, I found his homework in the bottom of his book bag, his locker's a mess, you know, he's always staring out the window. Well, that parent who has become informed, perhaps even by reading my book, and knowing how boys learn, can say to the teacher, well, Mrs. Smith, I understand what you're saying, that he won't sit still and that he always has the wiggles, but are you teaching him like he's a boy? Are you insisting that he sit still with his hands folded, not wanting to get up, just, you know, crisscross applesauce with his legs on the carpet, not wanting to roll around on the carpet? Are you really accepting his boy kinds of pictures with pirates and decapitations, or on the bulletin board are they just Mary and Susan's pictures of roses and flowers and unicorns? You know, are you really recognizing that he is different and that he's not less than a girl, he's just different, and that your classroom perhaps is very girl-friendly, but it's not very boy-friendly? So once parents become armed with information, then the teachers can kind of say, that is right, because boy-girl learning differences is not being taught in undergraduate teacher preparation courses. I've done enough of these to know that teachers are dumbfounded when I present to them the fact that boys are different than girls. You know, they sit back and go and say, wow, then that explains why this is happening, why that is happening. Not only is it not taught in undergrad school, but even after they become full-fledged teachers, they don't go to seminars and workshops and professional development. You know, only recently have schools begun to say, all right, maybe we should kind of investigate that. But it's almost like take two steps forward, one step back. Because now we have the whole trans issue that's going to muddy up the water. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, our poor boys are again pushed to the side. So parents, educate yourselves. Educators, learn about this. It will help you to be so much more successful with your male learners.
Yeah, you know, I want to go back to the boy thing for a second. And I'm not suggesting violence here. I'm really not. But I tell people all the time, I'm old enough to know or remember when they used to teach gun safety, guess where? In high schools. Okay? There were guns in there. They were locked up in a safe. We didn't have mass shootings like we had today. And, you know, in my day, if two boys were going at it at the playground or wherever they were going at it, they let them fight it out for a few minutes. They burned off that steam. Nobody thought about coming back with a gun and blowing the place up. And usually those two guys were having lunch together that same day or playing basketball with the rest of the guys at the end of class. Somehow, academia has said, no, no, this is unhealthy. We can't have this. We can't have boys doing these kind of things. And yet you're seeing, I'm seeing it from where I sit, the violence go up between these boys in school. I mean, is allowing them to burn off steam in a physical way like that, is it really so bad?
Well,
you can correct me. It's okay. I don't take offense.
Okay. No. Yes, it's true that boys do need to kind of burn off the steam. But I think that the issues of some of this violence that's going on now goes deeper than that. As a Christian, I would say that it's truly a spiritual issue.
Well, I agree with you.
That many of our boys aren't being raised to recognize that there's somebody greater than they are. And, mm-hmm. you know, with no moral compass, this testosterone mixed with that boy brain, it has, unfortunately, great potential to do harm. So our boys need character education. They need a moral foundation. And depending upon what your faith tradition is, mine happens to be Christian, that I'm raising or I raise my son in the Christian faith. Well, other parents can raise their sons in other kinds of faith, just making sure that they're giving them a moral compass, something that they know that they have to answer. Someone, that's a capital S, someone they have to answer to at some point in their lives. And that would stem a lot of this violence.
So I raised my kids the same way, but, you know, my Jesus, I always said, remember, he said, you know, when somebody slaps you one cheek, you turn to give them the other cheek, but I only got two cheeks, so if they slap me twice, third time, gloves are off. You know what I'm saying? So I always told them, you can... I'm sorry. But I always said that, you know, you can defend yourself. You don't overpummel somebody, but you can defend yourself. I was always okay with that. I never understood why the schools didn't allow kids to at least fend somebody off or hold somebody back. It was always irritating to me. But I agree with you 100%. We've lost, the country has lost God in a big number. 43% of teens believe in God, but don't believe that we have a need for God or that God actually is involved in their daily life. That is scary. 43% of teens feel that way. So I just did that story about a month ago or 6 weeks ago. And that tells me that the parents aren't instilling any kind of moral compass, because you said it. If there's no higher being than yourself, for lack of a better term, then I'm the boss. I'm the guy that decides whether I can steal your wallet or not. You know?
Mm-hmm. So. You're right.
Okay, we got about 40 seconds left. I want you to tell people where to get your book and where they can learn more about you.
Well, first of all, as you said, my book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also Apple iBooks. But I'd like people to visit our website. It's called theboysinitiative.org. Theboysinitiative.org is an advocacy group for boys. We are an advocacy organization, I should say, equipping parents and educators with the information that they need, and through our newsletters and social media, to help lend their voices to ours to say our boys need help.
All right, well, that's great. We'll actually put a link to that up. It's been a pleasure having you on. I'm sure we'll have you back. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, people, don't go far. Brad Dacus joins me at the top of the hour. We've got a lot going on you need to know about.